It's time for the business news now with Nicholas Poynton. Nicholas, I like to call this the precious metals report. You've been giving us some figures on gold over the last little while. So now, well, the poor cousin, silver, what have you got for us?
Yeah, look, I honestly thought I would never have the privilege again to talk about precious metals on the show. But look, silver is on a relentless rise at the moment. It rose about 7% overnight, bringing it to $29 an ounce, which is, I think that's a 7-year high. And this caps off a huge week. It's up 22% for the week. And I should mention that since mid-March, when the global pandemic began to emerge and we saw governments locking down, central banks taking action, silver's price has increased 148%. So this is all pretty outrageous, but I should make it some conditional statements, and that is, silver is just a lot cheaper than gold, so, and that's why more people tend to buy it. And because of its low price position, you tend to see these kind of big shifts in its price, because, you know, if a lot of people rush out to buy it, the price is going to move. But I did have the pleasure of speaking to a precious metal merchant this morning, and he told me he was absolutely blown over by silver's rise, and he partly puts it down to a couple of things. He says, as we went into lockdown, or as countries started to go into lockdown in March, silver's price actually dipped. So from that, there was an expectation that it would rebound. The other thing is that, you know, overseas suppliers, they're actually struggling to meet the demand. So that drives the price up even further. And on top of that, we've seen the US dollar actually begin to fall. And all these precious metals, they're measured, their price is pegged to the US dollar. So when we see the US dollar begin to fall, other currencies have more buying power. So I asked this merchant, I was kind of interested to hear what's going to happen going forward. And he was quite honest. He says the market is overdue for a correction. He says this relentless rise, it can't keep going on. It has to pull back at some point. It can't keep on going up. But his five-year outlook, he gave me his five-year outlook, what he expects in the future, and he reckons gold and silver, they're going to hit record levels.
I find this really perplexing, Nicholas, because it's kind of like Emperor's New Clothes. It's a block of gold. I mean, what's it good for? Who's buying it? It's like a bag of salt. It only has the value that someone will pay for it.
Well, that's the thing. A lot of people just have a lot of trust in these currencies. That's, you know, we could get into, like, why people trust currency at all. You know, it is built on just a belief and an understanding. But look, when this merchant's talking about its 5 years outlook and he's expecting gold and silver to hit these record or never seen before levels, I asked him to sort of explain his reasoning, and I think what he reveals is so fascinating. He says that what they're noticing, and I quote here, that there is a distinct loss of faith in currency. There is a distinct loss of faith in government and a growing distrust of people holding their money in banks. So if we look at this rise we've seen in these metals, it's actually indicative of maybe a wider feeling we're seeing in the world. And I think going forward, man, that is really interesting to keep an eye on. And that's the thing that really interests me about the subject.
Okay, maybe you can do a sidebar follow-up. What's it doing to the price of jewellery? You can keep us up to date with that next time.
That would be a good thing. That would be a good thing to follow, yeah.
Okay, so new data shows the country's largest electricity retailers are losing customers. Why? Where are they all going off to?
Yeah, this is some new quarterly data from the Electricity Authority has put out, and it shows the smaller retailers in the market, that's your Novas, Electric Kiwi, Focus and Flick, they're snagging all these customers from the big players in the market, they're taking them from Mercury, Genesis, Trustpower and Contact, and they've seen, those big players, they've seen a combined drop of 16,000 customers. And the advocacy group Consumer New Zealand, they say, look, they're really happy about the news. Not the fact that these big companies are losing customers, but the fact that there's significant competition in the market and people are doing their due diligence and they're going out there and they're hunting for deals. And when asked about what are the other things they're noticing in consumers' habits, one of the things they talked about was that, look, a lot of consumers are quite upset with the big companies because sometimes one of the things that's a real pain for consumers is that they find their customer service actually really poor. Consumer says that people are not happy about long waits on the phone, they're not happy receiving incorrect statements in the mail or via email, and sometimes people get pretty upset when it takes, you know, days or multiple days to get a reply to quite a simple question. So, look, I guess if we sort of survey the whole sector, we can say, look, it's looking relatively healthy.
Yeah, if people are mobile, that means it's simple enough for them to do it. Mm. Let's talk about the numbers from the markets.
Yeah, so the NZX Top 50 is actually down 1% by 118 points, which is quite a drop. But this is in line with world stock markets tumbling around the world after Donald Trump ratcheted up and already heightened tensions with Beijing. So markets around the world didn't like that. The New Zealand dollar is down 1/3 to 66.6 US cents, up at 92.5 Australian, and steady at 50.8 British pence. And gold, after all this talk, is actually down for the day at $2,058 an ounce. And silver has fallen a touch, but it's still at $28 an ounce.
Thanks, Nicholas. I look forward to next week's jewellery report. That's Nicholas Poynton with our business news.